Rumbas and Romance, presented to North America, Hawaii, the Philippines, and shortwave to Latin America by Cougat for Camel.
Camel cigarettes bring you Xavier Cugat, his orchestra and chorus.
Songs by Yvette.
Words about them by Bert Parks. Yes, friends, it's the Cugat Show for Camels. The cigarettes of costlier tobaccos.
Rumba! The rhythm, it's all the rage. Whether you step out in top hat and white tie to the latest, smartest nightclub, or stay at home in sweater and slacks and roll back the parlor rug, the dance you're doing is the rumba. And your evening is sure to include a tune made famous by Cugat, the Rumba King. The tune Cugat for Camel brings you now, La Cucaracha.
But can he play Scrub Me Mama with a boogie-woogie beat?
Rest easy, Frank. We'll all have an opportunity to display our musical talents in tonight's satire. It's going to be in the concert halls, entitled The Unconservative Conservatory. Play us on, men. There's music on the air. Raise the happy voice on high. Oh, say it, Torby's there. Watch his facile fingers fly. Come on, maestro, start to play. Music's in the air today. Brahms and Bach, Francis Fay, make music on the air.
Come, merry music lovers, come with us to the Unconservative Conservatory of Professor Francis Beethoven Aloysius Fay. There he sits at a magnificent grand piano, tosses back his long flowing locks, raises his expressive hands above the keyboard, and a magnificent burst of music flows from under his talented fingers.
I'm improving. Come in.
Oh, there you are, Professor.
Well, as a living hardly breathe, if it isn't Ophelia T. Valley, the wealthy aunt of my pupil, Rudy Valley. Pull up a checkbook and sit down.
There's no use beating around the bank book. Rudolph's been studying music under you for 20 years, and all he can sing is do re mi, do re mi, do re mi. Surely there's more to music than that.
Madam, at the Francis Fay Conservatory, nothing is more important than do re mi.
Oh, but certainly in 20 years you should be able to teach him to sing.
It takes time, Ophie. You know, singing is 90% breathing. And I've been working on Rudy's breathing for 20 years.
Have you accomplished anything?
No, he's still breathing.
Ah, there you are. Greetings, Professor Fay.
Hello, Auntie.
Rudolph, what are you doing with that water tumbler?
I just found out that if a singer hits a note of perfect pitch, it will shatter a water glass. Stand clear, Auntie. Gangway, Professor. Well, did I really shatter the water tumbler?
Yes, and here's your cigars. No, that's someone threw a brick through the window.
Come, Rudolph, we don't have to stand here and be insulted by this musical charlatan.
Oh, Auntie, don't misjudge the professor, after all. We're indebted to him for my golden voice. Professor, how much would you say my voice is worth?
Shall I make a quick nasal appraisal?
Oh, enough of this. I shall take Rudolph to another teacher.
Wait, madame. Don't take Rudolph away from me. Why, I've watched him grow from a little sprout.
That's right, Auntie. When Professor Fay took me, I was just a little acorn.
Yes. And from that little acorn has grown a mighty oaf. Why, Rudy was a piece of wood, and I carved him. He was a bit of clay, and I molded him.
Yes, Auntie. I was a block of granite, and he chiseled me.
Is certainly seems to me that in 20 years you should have had a public debut.
Wait. We must not rush genius, my dear Ophelia. I've been waiting for Rudy's tones to mellow, for his voice to ripen. And at last, the time has come.
You mean he's ripe?
Ripe? He's overripe.
Oh, Rudolph, you're ready. You're going to make your public debut.
Just a moment. First, there will be a few small items of expense. Printing, announcements, tickets, postage.
Never mind the items. What's the total?
Let's see. $250, $3.50. Three into two, two into one, one into nothing. That totals
$25,000.
$25,000? Yes, Auntie, why not? After all, $25,000 means nothing to Rudy Valley. Some ill-informed person wrote here.
Professor Fay, where does that $25,000 go?
Well, most of it goes to Rudy's accompanist.
And who is that?
Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin. Oh, I can't think of a live one.
Professor, you couldn't possibly mean Iturbi.
Who?
Who's a Iturbi?
Oh, of course, Iturbi, my dear friend, Iturbi.
Professor, do you really know Jose Iturbi?
Know him? Why, my lad, I taught him how to play the piano.
But, Professor, Jose Iturbi learned to play the piano in Spain.
He did? Oh, yes. Oh, well, of course he did. Certainly, I used to fly to Spain every week to teach him. I'd give him his lesson, collect my fee from his mother, and fly back.
Clipper?
Hmm?
Clipper?
Oh, I overcharged her slightly. Now, my dear rich Ophelia, how about that check for 25 grand?
I'll give you that on the night of the concert.
Oh, goody, goody. Excuse me. I must break the good news to my sweetheart, Susanna. Oh, Susanna! Oh, Susanna! Susanna, it's true. I'm going to give a concert in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, Rudolph, it's wonderful.
Yes, it is. Ain't it?
Rudolph, I'm worried about you in this concert. Worried that you'll become famous and meet lots of glamorous women. And then you'll forget all about plain, ugly little me.
No, I won't. No matter how many glamorous women I meet, I'll never forget plain, ugly little you.
Oh, Rudolph, you say the sweetest things.
They sound even sweeter. The music.
Don't cry. The sky will soon be blue. And I'll come back to you some sunny day. Don't cry. Don't let those teardrops cry. You're here within my heart, though I'm away. Up high, I hear a whippoorwill. He sits there singing still, for clouds are gray. He knows my work will soon be through, and this is just a due. But not goodbye. Don't cry.
Music may be a problem, but occasionally even the best of families gets fussy about food. Now, when that happens to you, here's a tip that's perking up lots of appetites this spring. Tempt your family with light, delicate foods, foods that are refreshing to the eye and to appetites as well. For instance, one of the finest appetite pleasers is delicious Kraft cottage cheese. Behind the snowy, inviting looks of Kraft cottage cheese, there's good flavor to make your mouth water and unmistakable freshness. Freshness that goes extra far in perking up spring fever appetites. Under the famous seal test system of laboratory protection, Kraft makes fine cottage cheese with added pure sweet cream. Kraft blends the cream through and through the fluffy curds and seasons the cottage cheese with just enough pure salt to bring out all its natural flavor. Now, that's a mighty fine start, you'll agree. But to make sure you get Kraft cottage cheese at its best, Kraft goes a step further. Kraft seals the new-made cottage cheese in sanitary paper cups right at the plant. These cups stay sealed until you open them in your own kitchen. In this way, Kraft can give you uniformly fine cottage cheese protected from handling. So treat your family to lots of this wholesome, delicious cheese. Serve it in salads and sandwiches or with cold meats. And someday soon, just turn out Kraft creamed cottage cheese into a bowl and set out a pitcher of milk and a box of Graham crackers. Let the folks help themselves and watch your family have fun. And now back to Hollywood.
Back to the conservatory where we find young protege Rudy Vallee talking to his mentor, Professor Frank Beethoven Fay.
Professor, I'm nervous about my debut in Carnegie Hall. Mighty nervous.
No need to be nervous, son. Just remember when I taught you. Sing down here with your diaphragm. Use your abdominal muscles.
But won't my singing sound abdominal?
No, but you're close.
By the way, Professor, Aunt Ophelia gave the story to the newspapers.
Story?
Yes. Look at this headline. Jose Iturbi to accompany Rudy Vallee.
Oh!
Genius of the piano to appear as tribute to former teacher.
Aha! 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 Aha yourself, and what's all this aha about?
I'm looking for Professor Francis Fui.
I am the professor, and I'm not Fui. Who are you? Where do you come from? Who sent you? What do you want?
Every place I go, it's a quiz program.
Ah? I see you have a copy of today's newspaper with you, sir. Did you perchance read about my debut?
Debut? Puke. It says here that this professor is the teacher of Jose Turby.
That's right. That's right. I taught Turby everything he knows. That's why they call me the professor.
Well, in Spain, they would call you the toreador.
Why?
Because you throw the bull.
Oh, that's good.
Professor, me thinks perchance that this man is a musician. Mayhaps.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is a possibility. Are you a musician, Bud?
Well, I play the piano a little, Bud.
No doubt you've come to take piano lessons from the professor.
Me? Take lessons from him? Botarat ignorante, impostor repugnante, torero de invierno, músico de cartón.
What does that mean in English?
The same as it means in Spanish.
Kind sir, Professor Fay is an excellent instructor. For $2, he'll teach you how to read notes. For $3, he'll teach you to play chords. For $5, he'll teach you to play a piece, either Andante Cantabile or Allegro con moto.
What's the difference?
With Allegro con moto, you get a side order of meatballs.
Now, let's start the lesson. I shall play something for you.
Okie dokie, Professor.
For the first exercise, I shall play you something simple. Now listen. There.
What in the name of music is that?
It's a little Spanish cadenza I whipped up. Do you think you can play it?
Well, if it is all the same to you, I'll play a Spanish selection which I did not whip up. It's called Seguidillas by Albeni.
Rudy, he can't be a very good pianist. He didn't bring his music.
No, but he did bring his piano. A Baldwin.
Thank you. Not bad, fella. A few lessons and I'll smooth off your rough edges.
Rough edges? You can't talk that way to me.
Is that so? And who do you think you are, Jose Aturvi?
Si, senor. You have hit your head with the nail. I am Jose Aturvi.
Jose Aturvi?
What?
Say, this is splendid, wonderful, marvelous. I must tell Susanna. Well, I must be off.
You must be.
Senor Iturbi, as they say in Spanish, hasta la vista, hasta mañana, and hasta...
Hasta what?
Has to see a girl about a concert.
Professor Fui, I can't permit to have the name of Iturbi associated with a faker like you, and I will not accompany Rudy Vallée in your symphony concert tonight.
But do you realize there's $25,000 in this for us?
No. You don't know Jose Iturbi. Jose Iturbi does not sacrifice his professional integrity for money.
Neither does Frank Bay. I don't sacrifice mine either. And don't laugh. Jose, my dear Jose, do this concert. It's not for myself I'm asking this. It's for the music-loving public. They've been pretty nice to you, haven't they, Jose?
They have been wonderful.
Don't you see? These music lovers have spent their hard-earned money to buy tickets for this concert, expecting to hear you. And do you know what will happen if you do not appear tonight?
What?
They'll have to listen to Rudy Vallée.
No! I'll do it! But remember, I do not accompany Rudy Vallée. It is my concert, and I play alone. Hasta la vista.
Oh, me. Oh, what a plight. Turvey thinks it's his concert. Valley thinks it's his concert. Oh, Faye, you've got to think fast and crooked. Oh. Hasta la vista. I must figure some way out of this.
Well, while Rudy and Jose straighten out their affairs, here's a word about a cottage cheese so delicious you'll find yourself eating it right out of the cup as is. This specially good kind of cottage cheese is made by Kraft. It's moist and fluffy. It's fresh as a May morning. Try it in salads or as a springtime dessert, chilled and served with sweetened strawberries. Any way you serve Kraft cottage cheese, we think you'll agree it's mighty good eating. You see, it's made under the supervision of the seal test system of laboratory protection. And Kraft adds pure cream to this cottage cheese, stirs cream through and through the fluffy curds. So Kraft cottage cheese is really creamy. What's more, Kraft seals the new-made cottage cheese in sanitary paper cups right at the plant, then speeds it to food stores by fast refrigerator trucks. Why not get some tomorrow? Ask your dealer for Kraft creamed cottage cheese. Or if you prefer smaller, firmer curds, try Kraft country-style cottage cheese. Just be sure the name Kraft is printed on the paper cup. Then you'll get cottage cheese that's exquisitely fresh in flavor. And now back to Hollywood.
Come, music lovers, to Carnegie Hall. We're unaware that Professor Fay has promised a concert to Iturbi. Rudy Vallée is in his dressing room preparing for his musical debut.
Come, dear nephew. It's almost time for the concert. Test your voice, my dear boy.
Well, very well, Auntie. Do re mi fa sol la ti.
Oh, can't you make it, Rudy, dear?
I think I forgot to have my oil changed. Anyhow, I don't feel quite right in this outfit you insisted that I wear for the concert.
Oh, Rudolph, it's perfect. Why, you look so manly with your hair flicked down, your shoes shined, and your lovely new blue velvet suit.
Really, Aunt Ophelia, don't you think I should be wearing long pants?
Oh, Aunt Ophie! And her pale-faced Pagliacci.
Professor, isn't it time for Rudy to sing?
No, not yet. Let a turvy go out there first to open the bill. That's a show business term. Let him get them warmed up and rolling. That's a show business term. And then, Rudy, you come out in your little blue suit and lay a big, beautiful egg.
Is that a show business term, too?
If it ain't, brother, you'd better come out wearing feathers. Well, I'm off to introduce Iturbi. Greetings, music lovers. It's a great honor for me to present the internationally famous conductor and pianist, José Aterbe, playing the famous Fantasy Impromptu by Chopin.
Indeed, he does. Now that he's warmed up the audience, I'll go out, sing my song, and lay my egg. That's a show business term, I hope.
Rudolph, why don't you wait a little while? There are still a few stranglers coming in.
That's stragglers, not stranglers. I hope. Anyhow, it's too late to turn back. Here comes Mr. Tooby off the stage. That was splendid, Jose. Now that you've warmed up the audience, I'll take over my concert.
Your concert? That is my concert.
Your concert?
Of course. Don't Professor Fui have tell you?
No, he have not. Now, look here, Fay, you foul pooey.
Just a minute, Valley. You can't talk that way to me. I'm a big name.
Yes, you are. And if we weren't in Carnegie Hall, I'd tell you what it was.
Me too. And for you, Valley, you crooner, you,
no,
you.
No, Jose.
You, stop, you.
Stop spouting like a garden hose, eh?
Aha, the final insult. No concert. I walk out.
No concert. I walk out.
No concert. I run out.
Oh, this is awful. My career is ruined. Susanna will never consent to marry me now.
Toby, did you hear that? Are you going to stop this girl from marrying Rudy Valley?
Why not? She never do me any harm.
But, Toby, you must let Valley sing. Do it, Jose. Do it for romance.
Okie doke. For romance, I do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that, Valley? I found his one point of vulnerability.
Yes. You've touched his Achilles heel.
Now, wait a minute. Watch your commas, kid. Now, get out there, my boy. Get out and show them what you can do. Good luck, my boy.
Through the leaves, the night winds moving murmur low and sweet. Through thy chamber window, loving love hath led my in heaven while I sing to thee, while I sing to thee, and the night for love is given, dearest, come to me, dearest, come.
Big success.
No, it was nothing, my sweet Susanna. Really, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was a fine concert, and now everything's taken care of with the check for $25,000. Will you take it, Mr. Turby?
No, thank you, Senora. Chalk it up to romance.
Rudolph?
I don't want it. Chalk it up to experience.
Susanna?
I don't want it. Chalk it up to love.
Professor Fay?
You better slip me the dough, sister, before you run out of chalk.
Next week, we hope to have John Barrymore back with us. We shall also have that bombshell of joy from South America, Carmen Miranda. Until next Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta la vista, and hasta luego.
Fieldhouse Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KECA, Los Angeles.